ACMH, mobile. AC8DG, AC8DG, ACMH mobile on the link system.
AC8DG, I think that's the right frequency.
Yes, you got it. Just wondering if there, I don't remember how many power supplies were in the radio room, because I'm going to need to snag one to run the APRS over in the other radio room. Do you know if there's a second one in there?
I believe there's only one right now. I'm pretty sure.
Well, that might be a small issue.
Well, I know they'd fabricated one of them, and they'd mounted the ICOM actually to the power supply and shortened the power cords and stuff like that. I think that's the only one there. You need another power supply, or you headed there today? I might have an extra power supply.
Yeah, it just came to my mind, and I'm headed there right now. I've got some other stuff to deal with up there today, but I was trying to try to get it in there. Oh, I was already there. I think there is a meanwhile power supply in there too. There might be two.
It's possible. The ones the ICOM one was mounted to was an Astron. Not the real big Astron, maybe, I'm not sure what size. But hey, if you do that power supply, I'll go and research one in my basement and pull one out. It'll be a Semilac, probably.
Okay. Well, when I get there, I'll let you know. I'm going to be there a little early anyway, so, because I'm not supposed to be there until about 10:30. So I might just get this on the air, or at least try to. Just before I get up there, you know, just before I have to actually do anything here, so we'll see. I'll let you know.
Okay, well, I will be standing by and look for maybe your lunch break. I can meet you down there in the parking lot.
Yeah, that works for me. So. Yeah, you should see it right now. I had it running this morning a little bit. I put a tactical call sign on it I just shortened it a little bit. It's supposed to be Lake Leo or Lake for Lake Leelanau. LKLEEL. And it should be at the same location. Once I have it plugged in and it's got a network connection, I'll shoot you the IP address so that way you can, if you ever had to log into it remotely, you can do that.
Okay, I have seen the LKLEEL or whatever for the last week or so showing up on APRS.fi. Okay, well, anyhow, I'll go down and research a power supply, and if I need to, I'll meet you for your lunch break. ACAGT, I'll listen on this frequency, on my standard six frequencies.
Sounds good, Mr. Jim. 8DMH, mobile.
N8DMH, Alpha Charlie, Delta Golf, on the link.
Go ahead, Mr. Jim.
I've got an Elinco DM30 in a box sitting right here. I can meet you in the parking lot when you get there.
Sweet. Does it have a T-connector cable? If not, I can probably make something work.
Okay, Drake, it's got Anderson power poles on the front and post on the back.
Awesome, I can make that work. Why don't you go ahead and meet me down there? And we'll use that instead.
Okay, what's your estimated time to the parking lot?
Stand by one. About a half hour.
Okay, sir, I will plan to meet you in the parking lot between 9:15 and 9:30.
Sounds like a winner to me.
Alpha Charlie Delta Golf, signing clear.
And ADMH mobile.
ATTG, ATTG, ADMH.
Go ahead, Drake.
Yeah, it should be up and running for you.
ADMH.
Alpha Charlie Delta Golf, Friday. I'll check it later this morning. ACTG.
All right, sounds good. It looks like it's been picking up quite a bit of stuff. I didn't hook it up to the same antenna. There was another coax that was unused in the rack, so I just plugged it into that to make sure, and made sure it was hooked up to a VHF antenna. It seems to be working pretty good, so I guess we'll see how it goes.
Ah, excellent. Bravo Zulu to you. Yeah, it's getting into your old QTH's digi, so great.
Perfect. All right. Sounds good. Oh, yeah. I'll monitor it periodically and see how it's doing. Catch you later. Any damage? ACDG, ACDG, NADMH, mobile on the link.
Good afternoon, sir. ACDG.
Well, it's still going. Did you get my email with the IP address and the VNC password?
Yes, sir, but I think I'll defer to you and the experts to maintain it. I'll have it in case I need it, but I don't think I need it. I did take a drive around Leland, Lake Leland, Sutton's Bay, back to my house. It's working and performing. I'd say it's comparable to that Tiny Tracker 4. I can't really compare it.
Well, one thing that I also did establish is it needs a filter. On the it needs a filter to prevent the repeater from getting into it and vice versa. They seem to be getting into each other. That and... it's not on the same antenna, it's on a different antenna, so and I don't know where that antenna is. It's possible that it's lower, I really don't have any idea.
I'm just guessing that if you found another antenna, it's one of the smaller bow tie antennas that are only about halfway up that 140 foot tower.
Probably, but it seems, if you do log into VNC on there, it's got a map application opened up, so you can see what it's hearing, and it also has the Direwolf terminal open, so you can see what Direwolf is doing and how many decoders picked up a certain packet and the packet volume, like the actual audio level of each packet that it hears and all that sorts of stuff. It's kind of neat to look at every once in a while.
Yes, I agree. It's much more informative than the IS system, APRS.IS.FI, whatever, because it only picks up the first in, and that's it for all the different servers. So it doesn't really give you a good representation, because right now it says it's only tracked 7 positions.
Right. Covers to the south. I guess we'll in that regard, but if we're
okay, you're kind of in and out, so I'll let you drive, but thank you for getting that set up. Hey, we need to get back in our county, so thank you, sir. ACATG, we'll keep an eye on it.
KC9 SJP Mobile. KC9 SJP Mobile. KC9 SJP Mobile.
KF8 ENF, KATAT, copy. KF8 ENF, KATAT, copy.
KC9 SJP Mobile.
Attempting
Thank you.